Wednesday, June 21st, 2017, Administration Committee meeting. We have Alderman Plucher, Alderman Hernandez, Alderman Funkhauser, and myself, staff. Citizens' comments? Okay, minutes for correction or approval. Any comments or questions on our minutes? Okay, we will take them as approved then. Let's go on to new business one, admin 2017-41, monthly budget report for April and May 2017.
I don't have any particular comments for April. I was going to save the magic for the quarterly budget review, but if anyone else has any questions, and the same for May. Obviously, we're only 1 month into the new fiscal year. Things are proceeding as expected, so nothing unusual to report in that regard. So.
Comments, questions on it? Okay, well, let's move on to admin 2017-42, monthly treasurer's report for April and May of 2017.
For the month ending April 30th, 2017, beginning fund balance of $17,243,885. Year-to-date revenues of $34,736,552. Year-to-date expenses of $37,147,110. For projected ending fund balance of $14,833,327.
Comments or questions on that? Okay.
Oh, gosh, I should do May.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I know this is everybody's favorite part, but. For the month ending May 31st, 2017, we have projected fund balance numbers probably next month. The audit scheduled to take place. Field works in early August, so by September we should have final numbers, and of course we have the CAF for the first meeting in October. But that being said, year-to-date revenues of $1,650,240 and year-to-date expenses of $2,111,638.
Okay, now any comments or questions about? We're good? Okay, let's go on to admin 2017-43, the cash statement for March and April 2017.
Informational as always. First page has our cash balances, and second page has our investments.
Comments or questions on these? Okay, let's go on to admin 2017-44, bills for payment. Any comments or questions on the bill list? No.
Are you looking
at you just said you're like you were looking for something. Okay, so we're good with that. Let's go to admin 2017-45, monthly website report for April and May 2017.
Attached, you see both statistics for April. April, Nicole still did ours, and in May, I put together the report, and I did a four-month snapshot so that you would see a different look of the report, same information, but it captures what is written within the graph. Really no changes for the past 2 months. I just had a call with Civic Plus, our host today, and we are performing right where a community, a high-ranking community for site visits and searches. So we're exceeding the average municipality for site visits, searches, and number of times looked at in a day.
Okay. Any comments or questions on?
What analytics tool do you guys use?
PIWIC.
Did Joel ask you to ask that?
Did who?
Did Joel ask you to ask that?
No, I didn't. No.
I
was thinking, I was keeping
yes.
my head going, okay,
I was
you won't have this question.
You don't utilize Google Analytics at all?
I have in the past, but I have not for this type of report.
Okay.
If you would like me, I can in the future if you have any insight.
Just curious as all.
Yep.
See what tool you guys were using.
Mm-hmm.
And the analytics all come through Civic Plus.
Correct.
With their
software.
Their software mm-hmm. that they have for.
Mm-hmm.
So they have something built in the back end.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Which, who knows, it could be built off of the Google Analytics, but
it might be pulling from that. Anyway.
Part of, yeah, custom for them, since this is specifically tailored to governments.
So we're good with that?
Yes.
Let's go on to admin 2017-46, fourth quarter budget review, fiscal year 2017.
Well, all in all, the numbers look pretty good. I just hit some of the highlights on the report. Page one talks about municipal and non-home rule sales tax. It looks like our municipal sales are probably in the year about $2.94 million, which is $140,000 better than budgeted. And the non-home rule should be about $2.5 $2.6 million, which is about $100,000 better than budgeted. And we're looking at some substantial growth in those numbers year over year, about 6% for both. So that's very encouraging and good to see. Page two, just touch on telecommunications tax. Unfortunately, this tax continues to decline just due to the fact that landlines are disappearing. And that's what, unfortunately, this tax is really tied to until they make a statutory change, you know, to kind of adjust for the data plans of cell phones. We're going to probably, hopefully it won't keep declining like it is, but we're looking at about 360,000. It was about 390 last year. The year before that, it was 420. So you can see it's been a pretty precipitous decline over the last two fiscal years. Income tax on page three, we're tracking about 1.6 million, which puts us kind of at our fiscal year ending 2014 numbers. You know, there's kind of a debate as to why income tax is down, and it's not just Yorkville, it's down throughout the state. You know, the Illinois Department of Revenue says that corporate and individual income tax receipts are down. IML doesn't really buy that, saying that you know, the aggregate economic data doesn't really support that. They think it has something to do with either their new accounting software and how they're allocating it. Either they were allocating incorrectly and then they had new accounting and now they're doing it right, or they're doing it wrong. So it's kind of an ongoing situation with that. IML wrote a pretty good article about it. There's a link there if you're interested, but they're going to continue to, you know, look into that and see if we can get a more concrete answer as to why our income tax proceeds are declining.
This is like the 911 surplus fee that is collected by the state on our behalf and then redistributed. But if you ask them for the statistics on how much is collected, where it's collected, and how it's appropriated, they refuse to provide that. They say it's not something that they have to do. Same type of situation, I take it. So, we have no validity, no way to validate what we're getting is correct.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, the answers they're giving are just, I mean, they're saying, they're describing like a recessionary period, and actually the economy is expanding, which has kind of got everybody shrugging their shoulders because it just doesn't make any sense. But the IML is going to keep looking into it, and hopefully, eventually, they'll give us a concrete answer. But until then, I don't really what to tell you. Okay. So page four just talks about the total general fund revenues be about $500,000 better than budgeted, so it's an increase of 3.6%. Again, due to better than expected tax, billing permit, and charge for service revenues. Looking at page six, just talk about general fund balance. Looks like we're going to finish up the year with a surplus right around $500,000, which will put our overall fund balance over $6 million, which to my knowledge is the highest fund balance has ever been in the history of Yorkville, which is great. It's going to be about 42-43% of expenditures. So yeah, I mean, a really terrific year, and you can kind of see where we've been with fund balance. Our former apex was back in this year ending 2006, we had $5.8 million in fund balance, and you can see we kind of dipped, even went negative for a time during the Great Recession, and then we've come back stronger than ever. So this is definitely encouraging.
And that $5.6 million was never really $5.6 million in cash. It was actually funds that were allocated elsewhere but had been put into the general fund, correct?
That, and I believe at the time they were writing receivables. I mean, I know when I came here, I wrote off $1 million in bad debt.
Right, there were a lot of issues with that number, actually.
Correct, yeah, so I'm not sure. Yeah, that probably wasn't $5.8 million in cash, but...
So we are really doing well because we're accounting for our finances correctly.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and we have about $5.1 million in cash at the end of fiscal year ending 2017, so... looking at the water fund, water sales are projected to finish about $2.98 million, which is about $200,000 better than budgeted. The fund is going to have a projected deficit of about $2.2 million, and that's because we're spending down the 2015 A bond proceeds associated with the countryside project, so that's to be expected. Our ending fund balance equivalent will be right around 23%. We target 25, so I think we're within a relevant range there. And then we have $2.2 million in cash at the end of fiscal year ending 2017 in the water fund. A sewer fund again, you know, fund balance, we're looking at a deficit of approximately $190,000. Again, it's part of the budgetary process. That's a planned spend down. You know, we're still at 50% of expenditures, so that'll continue over the next fiscal year, or two, to get it more in line with the target of 25%. Park and Rec, the big story there is just their charge for service. Pretty much all their major charges for service. Special events is up 8% year over year. Child development, which is a preschool program, is up 22%. And athletics and fitness is up 9%. As far as where I think they're going to end up, we're looking at a deficit of around $46,000. But keep in mind, we did have a budgeted deficit for them of $142,000. So they're essentially finishing $100,000 better than budgeted. And at the end of the fiscal year, they have about $640,000 in on cash on hand. So, any questions or comments?
Good with that. Does that have to go on to? Is that just for us, or do we? Does it go on to look?
Typically, just been informational. I post it on the website. So,
Okay, so let's go on to 7, Admin 2017-47, the prevailing wage ordinance.
This is an annual ordinance that is required by the Illinois statute. It is in line with the 2017 prevailing wage rates as posted by Kendall County, the state of Illinois, and there's a list of Kendall County prevailing wages attached to the ordinance. So this is what prevailing wages pay for all public projects that have laborers, mechanics, and other workers engaged in the construction of any public project.
Comments or questions on this?
Pack fitters are getting slighted.
So I was just looking, where is it?
It's in there. It's right.
And so, any comments or questions other than that?
No.
Okay, so we can put that on consent agenda. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
All right. 8, Admin 2017-48, Fiscal Year 2018 Travel Authorizations.
This is new. It was passed last year in 2016 as part of the state's Travel Expense Control Act that we modified our employee manual to reflect those requirements. So what we are doing here is we're requesting upfront the known travel expenses for the upcoming conferences in fiscal year 2018. There is one in fiscal year 2019, but we will probably pay for the majority out of fiscal year 2018, so that's why we're asking that up front. The ones that are listed are the IML conference, the ICSC conference, and also the, is that the one?
Metro West drive down
for Springfield.
Comments or questions on this?
In each one of these, this is the, such as if we look at the IML, this is the worst case scenario number for if all 8 aldermen, the mayor, and staff attend, that's what the 20,000 would be. Traditionally, we've not had that many go down, but this is appropriating for worst case, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Does this have to move out of here?
It does.
Okay, well, consent agenda, okay with everybody? All righty. Let's go on to 9, Admin 2017-49,
Fortigate? You got it.
Firewall purchase.
The Fortigate firewall purchase is in front of you. It's a 3-year quote for $23,492. It is spread out over 3 years, but the authorization and payment will be done all at once. This is as a recommendation of our consortium that we belong to now, GovITC. The city's firewall is at the end of its current lifespan. So Fortigate firewall system is the preferred vendor. So staff would recommend that this would move forward so our IT provider can go ahead and get this in and get us up and running.
Comments or questions on this?
This number comes directly from one vendor, one source. Because this is what the consortium recommends, it's what they use.
Correct.
So we're not going to bid out this process, we're just going to go with them. They, being the consortium, will maintain and manage this for us, is that correct?
It'll be our hardware, our software.
Okay.
So they won't manage it, but it is the preferred firewall system of all the communities within the consortium.
But with the consortium, we have the IT person that person will be the one
correct
doing the work.
Implementing.
So that's what I mean in terms of managing.
Yes.
The consortium's IT staff will be
Yep.
Dealing with this, not our stuff.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Consent agenda for this too? Fine? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so then we have number 10, admin 2017-50, the selection of committee liaisons.
Because we're in
so much fun with Vegas for
because we are in new terms with some of our new trust our new aldermen here. We'd like to look at the selection of the liaison to the library board. I believe it was previously served by Seaver.
Yes.
So if somebody from this committee would like to take that over, we can give that information to the library board at this time.
I usually attend that meeting if that entices anyone.
Oh, is he? So he's not doing it anymore?
What did Bert tell me? I guess
they'd rather it be somebody from this committee.
They'd rather it be someone from the committee, but Seaver's okay doing it too.
I've done it before. I can do it again if you want me to. That doesn't matter to me.
Don't fight over
it. Right. It's all yours.
The meetings are once a month. Is it
yeah.
the
yeah,
third
it's
Monday?
The second
Monday,
Monday
at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
Joe, it's yours.
All right.
Okay. 11, admin 2017-51 meeting dates.
This is just a review of the meeting date and time for the administration committee. If anybody would like to change the date, time,
or
meeting
place,
with us? We could do so.
This committee's gone back and forth between Wednesdays and Thursdays, so I'm fine where it is.
Yeah, I prefer Wednesdays.
You've kind of thrown me off now. I had everything on Tuesdays. I had four Tuesday meetings in a row.
I know, that's nice. I remember those days.
I never had to think about it.
Well, it's kind of weird when you do the back-to-back. I got the back-to-back.
Well, I'd have Monday, Tuesday, or I'd have Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, and throw in one Thursday on there.
Okay, 6 o'clock works?
Yeah.
All right, let's just keep it the same then. Okay, any old business? No old business. Any additional business? Oh, I love it. We are done at 6:17.